real clearly, and that's coming to be there for the Chamanas to
carry out people. We have a little attendance in here. There seems to be one missing here. I don't know who. No, Jen is. I've not heard from her, so I not have received a apology. Did she submit an apology?
I saw Jen on Sunday. She said she'd be here.
Did she?
Maybe. Obviously, she's fine.
Okay. Well, at the moment, we'll leave that. At the moment, we haven't got any apologies. Approved leave of absence. Good to see you here, Gloria. On leave of absence. Nice to see you in two places at once. Questions from Public Airport Committee held on the Monday the 14th was nil. Questions from elected members of the Airport Committee meeting on the 14th was also nil. Public question time, there are no public here, so I don't think it's necessary for me to read out the disclaimer and declare that there is no public here, so that is nil. Public question time, nil. Public statement time, nil. Thank you. Questions from members without notice? Any questions from members without notice?
Nothing, Mr. Chair.
Nothing. Nothing, where are we? Nothing. Gloria? Nothing. Neil?
I have one.
Yes, certainly.
I had some second-hand information come through to me that said that there's a recommendation for the Town of Port Hedland to sell the airport to fund future works for Port Hedland. That comes from a government paper, and it's been brought up to council as a discussionary item. And is this one of the things that the town intends to do eventually? Sell off the airport to one of the corporations that run airports? Or is the airport at this stage intended to be kept forever?
It won't be so long alive in here.
It's a recommendation in this paper, and I've been asked a question, and I thought I'd ask a question also.
I'll just ask the CEO to make a comment on that. I've not heard of it.
Through the Chair, I'm not sure some of the documents have got a recommendation. I certainly, through the work that's been done on the long-term financial plan, there's no doubt going to be a review of all of assets and look at the best way to manage the assets for a longer-term benefit of the town of Port Hedland. And as part of that, I guess there was certainly was almost a throwaway line suggesting that if you couldn't get the right rate of return on the investment at the airport, would you get a greater return by actually disposing of the asset?
I can actually get the recommendation, if you like, and send it through to the committee.
Recommendation from who?
Through the state. I think it's the Pilbara Committee in Karratha has discussed it.
But the Pilbara Regional Council.
So I think I'm aware of what you're referring to, Serge. There was a report done by the Productivity Commission some time ago, and it spoke about ports, it spoke about airports, and it made a suggestion that a lot of that infrastructure would be better off in private hands than it would be in government hands, whether it was state government or local government.
It was an item of discussion again not very long ago, and the questions come back, do you know if the town intends to sell the asset?
Well, certainly council has never formally considered that.
We've never seen or heard of it.
You've heard Councillor Carter's view of the world. I think it's fair to say that going into the new environment of local government needs to look at its income producing, its revenue producing assets and make sure it's getting the best return it can possible out of that. And at the moment the airport's probably one of our best producing income producing assets, which we should be looking to further maximise.
Indeed.
I'm pretty sure that was a Productivity Commission report, and it was actually done at a state level, it's not a national level, and it referred to airports and ports. Made a general comment that they would be possibly better off outside of government hands and in the hands of private industry.
I've been asked by developers who have been considering tendering on the hotel, building other hotels, and want to know what the possible impact of if someone was to build it and then it was sold off.
Good question.
No comment.
No. Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, I might be able to get some enlightenment on this. At the federal level, there was a discussion around at through the original government of Australia to Pilbara. There was discussions around port and airport, and the I said those active states providing a great return for the localities that they were currently in ownership with. And basically, it wasn't a recommendation, it was a report produced that further discussion should be had, and for local government and those who were owning the assets should be approached by the likes of Infrastructure Australia. But they're not only talking roads, ports, and airports, they're talking about terrestrial barge, other investments, or power and other things like that. And they was talk about around superannuation funds as well, that have the dollars that were available. So that could be what you're thinking about, because that's separate to the productivity report that we need. Yeah, but we had a lot of discussions because Infrastructure Australia actually came to RDA and gave a presentation and discussed those types of activities. But certainly without any commitment from council or even council being involved in those discussions, it was just presentation and discussion at federal level as to what they saw as things that could be worth investing in for serious investment.
So,
thank you, Councillor Zappos.
And through the chair, in terms of if there was an investment made in infrastructure by a third party out there, that would have to be then based on a legal agreement and a lease arrangement around that. So that lease would actually stand the test of any minimum disposal of asset.
Indeed.
So that's as I would see it. You know, if you put it into as a hypothetical, if the airport was worth $1 billion on the freehold market, would $1 billion be better used by the town of Port Hedland over a period of time rather than holding the asset and spending money for a period of time? And that's a discussion we haven't had. No one's ever done the model. What that might mean.
There was a comment made in a presentation by our consultants regarding a long-term plan that they didn't stipulate that we were not getting enough return on our airport, because it was something now about 6%. That was mentioned to consultancy, but I think since then that's been revised, and I think it's a little bit better than what they turned out was. But no, to my knowledge, I know nothing about it at all. So, you know, from the general consensus, only what Councillor Jacobs just said, that was something in the RDA.
I'll source the document.
Nice to see it. Okay, no other questions? Oh, welcome, Jen.
Thank you,
Jen. Welcome home. We're up to item 6, Jan, and on the agenda, that's declaration by members have given due consideration. Please indicate all those that have been it. Yes, 5. Love, thank you. Confirmation of previous minutes held on the 14th of January.
So moved.
Councillor Ostert and Councillor Jacobs, all those in favour? Motion carried. Announcement by a presiding member without discussion. I have nil. I think I've had enough to say. The presentation for the Port International Air Front of Terminal Improvement Works Engineering, that has been completed. That's been done. Anything further from that? Russell, you got nothing further from that presentation?
No, not from the presentation. It will be now through the chair when people convene out there next Wednesday to have a look at the proposed works and some recommendations
Good. Back on the committee. Okay. I should have put that. I think that might have been an item that I would have suggested from the chair, that we have now made arrangements that we'll have a visitation at the airport on the 13th of January, 13th of February at 9 a.m. Could I put that back, if I may, with the government? That's item 8 could include it under announcement by presiding member without discussion, is that there will be a meeting at the airport on the 13th at 9 a.m. We're going to have an inspection of the airport and discussion of the upgrades of the terminal. Okay, members happy with that? Okay, reports of officers, there are nil. Late officers permitted by presiding member, are nil. Motion of which priest not have been given, are nil. Confidential items, there are nil. Applications for leave of absence, there are nil. Closure, date of next meeting, I'll go back to the CEO regarding this one. Now, this will not be determined until the possible items on agenda.
Through the chair, we've advertised the standard meetings.
Yes.
And so at this stage, those meeting dates have been advertised to the public once per month.
Yes.
First Wednesday month.
Yeah.
So at this stage, we'll stick with that. I hope that at the next meeting, there are agenda items for the committee to consider.
Good. Thank you very much. Okay. The next item will be held on Wednesday, the 6th of March. And in no further general business, I declare the meeting closed at 12:40. Thank you very much for your attendance.